Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and Happy New Year. This is Khadija Seven with A Wonderful Approach, and I am so happy to be welcoming everyone to the first program of the year. Let everybody know we made it through. I'm so thankful, so glad. So amazed because 2018 was a bit of a struggle. We had to really, really hold on to our prayers, hold on to what we know to make it through. And we have gotten through and we're at 2019, which is a major accomplishment. I want to just congratulate everybody. If you haven't, give yourself a hug. You know, let's really, really understand how wonderful it is to be given another day, another year, another month, you know, to really have the blessings that the future has afforded for us. So I just want to welcome everybody to the show. It is a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. Everybody knows, you know, shout out to all my mother devotees out there, including my own self. It's Wednesday. Wednesday, that means we're in white, we're studying, we're practicing, we're getting our shrine work done early. We are fasting. So for everybody that made it through this fast Wednesday, congratulations. You know, we made it through another Wednesday. And we're here together as a family, a Wonderful Approach family, and the Mother Eagle family, to grow, to gain, to learn, to teach. And everyone knows I'm real big on teaching and learning, hopefully sometimes at the same time. So there's always going to be an opportunity to learn. There's always an opportunity to grow and to share. So I just wanted to welcome everyone to the Wednesdays. I hope you enjoy the show. Understand, because I see I got some new callers out there, this is an interactive show, okay? That means I am expecting everyone, press one, join the conversation. Let us know where you're at, what you're doing, how you're thinking, how you're feeling. Let us know, you know, where you're calling from, because this is all about the people. And we want everyone's input. I personally know for a fact that everyone has something to teach. Everyone has something to learn. And as everyone knows, I do the show with pen and paper close by because I know that there's going to be a gold nugget out there somewhere. Don't quite know where. So I pay attention during the whole show. For all of our teachers and students, don't hesitate. Press one. Me and the co-host, Mama Khadija, are always looking for those that want to share, want to build and grow with us as we're going on this adventure called A Wonderful Approach Radio. So just want to shout that out as we're going through. If you like the show, you want to check out some of the older shows, they're on A Wonderful Approach Facebook page. So you go to the Facebook page, you can scroll back. We've been doing this almost a year. I'm so proud of that idea. I'm so pleased. The radio program was developed in order to reach people, assist people in our walk. We get tired sometimes. We have delays and problems, issues, challenges, and this is the place where we reach out to each other, where we build, where we grow, where we develop. So don't hesitate to do so as we're building and growing together. So the program was developed for that, and we want to continue that. And we've been doing this for a good year. So I just want to congratulate everybody. And as we're moving forward, I want to bring on my co-host, Mama Khadija. Let's see if I got her.
Greetings, Evan.
Greetings, greetings. How are you?
I am blessed. I am blessed. Happy New Year. Happy New Year to all of our listeners. I am going into this new year with the three P's: prayer, positivity, and prosperity. Number one, prayer. putting God first in our life. Number two, positivity, having a positive attitude, and the attitude of gratitude. Remember, your attitude will determine your aptitude. And three, prosperity. Get ready for the harvest, family. Get ready. Live a life of abundance. So, I don't know if you have three P's going into your new year, or if you have two B's or two C's or whatever. Get your alphabet together. Or feel free to share in my three P's. They work.
Amen. And that's a wonderful way to bring in the new year, Mama Khadija. You know, I spent the new year, we were together, and we were together via the blog talk. So there were a couple of us that were together, and we prayed our way in and had our candles, prepared food, and my New Year's was a little loud and yours was a little quiet. But we all came into New Year with this determination. That feel and drive of determination is so strong.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Has to be, because we have to have our roller skates on for this year, because things are going to be happening quickly, and there's going to be a lot of change, a lot of change, positive change as well.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is. And, you know, when it comes to change, because change can be scary and almost a bad word sometimes, but when it comes to change, if there is a positive to it, kind of roll with it. Build momentum off of it, if anything. But understand, when you can't fight the change, don't get run over, okay? Try to stay ahead of the change, even if it's only mentally. But try not to get run over by your own change, especially if it's inevitable, especially when you've seen this coming. You know, try not to get run over by your change. Understand that this change is positive. It's for your best interest. Even if it's a little rough, even if it's not how you had planned it, understand that it's, you know, that this is for your well-being. And I think that makes a big difference when it comes to change, because change can, you know, feel a little unsettling at times if you don't fully understand it. But that was our new year, and it set us up properly for the goals. I am so excited. I have been thinking and planning these goals easy now for maybe a month. I've been feeling it like, okay, we got to get a grip on these goals. You know, you have to have a plan. You have to have a plan. Poor planning produces poor results, okay? You know, talking about P's, let's get these P's understood. We have to have a plan, okay? You have to have goals. A goal is something that you set out to do, fairly simple. And then at the beginning of the year, you know, there's something called, you know, they have the New Year's resolution, okay? And that's wonderful. But really, the fact that this change is in the environment. It's not just an individual. It's in the environment. That means a change is coming, period. You know, somewhere along this line, you're going to make a change. Knowing that ahead of time allows us to plan for it. So that's where our goals really should be focused on. You know, where are some places that we already know we need to change? I like to plan as much as possible. You know, down to the minute. I'll plan for traffic. I like to plan. So having those goals lined up helps me to create steps. You know, there's a couple of layers to this. There's a couple of motions to this. You have your goals. You know, those are your long-term thoughts and ideas, which you want to happen. And then there are the steps, the action. And Mama Khadija will tell us about the action, because this is her thing. Mama Khadija, what happens with no action?
A goal without a plan is no more than a wish.
Yes, ma'am.
Is no more than a wish.
Yes, ma'am.
And you talked about the steps, and I was itching to just jump right in and say, okay, Seven. Okay, you said it's something that we want to do, something that we hope to achieve or whatever, but it often mm-hmm. requires a series, whether you want to call yes. them efforts, whether you want to call them steps, it's not just going to happen. And action
that's right.
is the key word. Action mm-hmm. is the key word. You know, we have to plan mm-hmm. for these, whatever the goal might be, and we have to take action. And we have to
that's
be
right.
steadfast. We have to continue, you know, and sometimes it might appear that we've fallen off or that we've altogether failed. We have to stand up, dust ourselves off, and get right back down to action. But there are a couple things when I think about goals that I just can't get past, and I want to share them with you. Purpose
Please.
Is one of those things. You know,
mm-hmm.
what did you come here to do? You know,
mm-hmm.
what kinds of things keep showing up in your life? And your purpose in life is basically your life intention. So we don't have to wait for the near fatal car accident or
mm-hmm.
the terminal illness or whatever to understand that we do have a purpose. Let's get busy trying to figure out what our purpose is. So purpose is very key when it comes to goals. Another thing that's very key is passion. You know, passion is a compelling emotion, okay? It could be good or bad, but we're going to talk about the good, okay? And passion is what is going to drive you. Your passion is what's going to drive you to hang in there, to continue, to
mm-hmm.
fight, to struggle, to swim uphill. And it's something a lot of times that you would do whether you're, quote-unquote, successful at it or not. Find
yes.
out what your passion is and what do you love to do. As someone mentioned to me years ago, what would you do and not worry about getting paid for it? You know, that's probably your passion. And then
mm-hmm.
I also have to mention destiny, okay? And destiny is usually defined as like of your life or whatever. What is predestined or what is predicted that your life will be all about. And your destiny is determined by a higher power.
Mm-hmm.
Destiny is God's goal for you. So it's very, very important to tap into, you know, what God says. What is his destiny plan for you? Okay, so those three things
Absolutely.
Come up when I think about goals, I think about purpose, I think about passion, and I think about destiny. So it
mm-hmm.
is, you know, it's very important for us, I think, to, whether it's at your birthday, which a lot of people feel that their birthday is their new year, it is your new year, or the calendar new year. Think about these goals. Put some effort into it. Pray on it. Meditate on it. Prayer is talking to God. Meditation is listening. Pray on it and allow your higher power to give you the direction to confirm, basically, maybe something that you were feeling, and bam, it comes up in your meditation. Okay, that's the direction I'm supposed to take. So having said that, I want to go back to my three P's. Because
okay.
that is what, you know, the prayer, the positivity, and the prosperity. It's like a threefold process for me in coming
mm-hmm.
up with and acting on these goals. Because this is what's going to happen. I'm going to pray about it. I'm going to be very positive and work hard about it. And then I'm going to reap the benefit. I'm going to enjoy the harvest.
Okay.
We also talked about aligning our goals, aligning our spiritual goals last
yes.
year, 2-7.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I think that was one of our first shows, and we did it right about this time, the top of the year, and it's
mm-hmm.
because without those goals, we're kind of shooting in the dark, okay, without having a clear-cut goal as to where you're trying to go. And I love that word aligning. And I remember me and you having some conversation, you know, aligning? Are you sure aligning? And I'm like, yes, because what we're trying to do is line our goals up like God has lined our spine up, you know, the vertebrae, they sit on top of each other. And if you've ever had a back injury or anything, you know that back is connected to everything, every muscle, everything comes through the spine. And so this is how our goals have to be lined up. Our goals have to be lined up so that everything that we do touches one of these goals. If we're doing something and dedicating energy somewhere and it's not touching one of these goals, then we got fat. We have something that is not usable, something that's not lining up with our destiny, something that's not going to benefit us. So this is why it's so important to have these goals clearly understood by your own self. Only you can create these goals. These are your responsibilities. So we have this responsibility to ourselves to find out what is going to be vital to us to the degree that it's going to be our spine, is going to be attached to every movement that we make. It's going to be attached to, and it's also going to dictate and help to filter what is a positive movement and what is excess movement. Because if we have limited resources, and with me in a 24-hour period, I think that's limited. I do. I wish there were more hours in a day. I want to get more accomplished. I want to have more time for this and more time for that. So I understand time to be a very precious commodity for me in my life. I don't allow people to waste my time. I don't allow my own self to waste my time. And so it's very, very important for me that I understand that this resource of mine, and I have to flow it through my vertebrae, okay? Is this touching one of my goals, okay? So social media, for like an example for me, is important. I like getting out there and posting. I love seeing baby pictures. I even like seeing food pictures. I'll admit, they posted for me. So I like to see all these things, but I understand that if I do this for 30 minutes, an hour a day, that's within acceptable range. But when I start tipping over to an hour and a half, 2 hours, then I'm making a sacrifice somewhere else for this time. I already know time is precious. Time is that commodity. Once I've spent the time, I can't get it back. So I'm very aware of how I spend time, okay? So for me, part of my goals is to be as efficient as possible, but yet spending, you know, quality time with people. So in doing that, I have to understand, is this extra 30 minutes of social media, is that reaching part of my goal? Or am I now building up fat? You know, am I now building up something that I can't use towards my goals? And so this is how I'm going to really filter all of my actions for 2019, because I want to make sure I'm right and exact in what I'm trying to accomplish. You know, so it's one thing to have goals. Then we need action. Okay, what are the steps to reach these goals? And then there has to be, Ibrahim and I were just speaking about the check and balance. How are you going to make sure you are staying on top of your goals? What's going to be your check and balance? How are you going to know that when you're wasting time or when you're doing excess whatever? So, you know, not only is it important to know the goal, be clear about it, but also to have a way to assess your effectiveness, your efficiency in it. So there's a couple of things going into goals, and which is why we spend the time and energy really thinking about it and researching them.
I just wanted to add to that I'm a person of moderation, and I don't think, Seven, you're saying that your whole life should just entail goals and trying to complete your goals. There has to be a balance in there. There has to be a balance of family. There has to be a balance of, because we all know of the stories of the people that have made it, say, as writers or as actors, and, you know, their children grow up and say, hey, my mama was never there. I was with the nanny all the time, you know. She
mm-hmm.
was definitely
mm-hmm.
focused on her goals, but there was no balance there. So we always
mm-hmm.
have to maintain a balance. We have to have time in there for entertainment and fun, however you, you know, whether you roller skate or whether you go out to a nightclub and listen to music or whatever. But that balance is very, very important because, you know, when things get out of balance, then everything is thrown off. Everything is thrown off.
Absolutely.
And even if you are doing something excessively, whether it's, it could even be your goals, then something else in your life that is very important to you is going lacking. So
mm-hmm.
remember, in all things, there is moderation, and we have to
mm-hmm.
We have to keep, you know, strike a balance. We have to strike a balance.
Of course. And that's in everything. That's in
mm-hmm.
everything. Trust me, trust. And that's part of what I was saying, seeing that an excess in one place is going to lead to a deficiency somewhere else.
Exactly.
You know, and sometimes we don't think about it. And you know where a lot of deficiency comes in? Like Mama Khadija said, home life. For
mm-hmm.
me, sleep. You know, there's, you know, reading. You know, there's a lot of things that don't get accomplished when there's excess. So, you know, I really, of course, balance. I have to say it 3 times. I'd probably say it a couple more times for myself personally. But,
mm-hmm.
but yeah, understanding, and I know for a fact because that sleep thing gets real for me. But, yeah, the things that the places where we will lack first tend to be the self places, you know, the self-care.
Mm-hmm.
I know last year we started off 2018. I think I said self-care in every single reading done. Self-care was an issue. Self-care was an issue because we're absolutely depleting ourselves and not allowing our balance to kick in, not allowing our caretakers to care and take. Not allowing for, you know, just basic understanding. So you are absolutely correct. Part of self-care is balance and making sure that we're maintaining that balance in our life. You're absolutely correct.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You had a question for
me? Yes. What is your analysis? What do you do to make sure that you are either staying on top of your goals, trying to achieve the goals. However, what are you doing to make sure that you're not slacking off? I know you're not waiting until December of next year, of the end of the year, to evaluate your goals and, you know, your effectiveness with them.
Well, I'll share two little ideas the Spirit gave me earlier in life. One of them, and it might be something that the family might want to employ, or you might want to share this with someone that you know, is a prayer box or a prayer jar. And this is basically a box or a jar that you keep little pieces of paper in, you know, things that you are striving to achieve. Different goals might be written down on a piece of paper, or areas in your life that you want God to help you with. And this is a private thing, and that's why it's in a box with a top on it or a jar with the lid on it. And you keep it in a safe place and just let, you know, family, your kids, or your spouse know this is private
mm-hmm.
and it's only for my eyes. But
mm-hmm.
That kind of, and then you revisit that box. You know, you not only revisit it when you make your prayers in the morning or the night or both or 5 times a day, but you also sit with it when you're doing your meditation. Sit with
mm-hmm.
your prayer jar, with your prayer box. So that's one way that I kind of keep those ideas alive on a day-to-day basis. Another thing
mm-hmm.
is, we can also And this is something that I'm working on now as a vision board. You know, think out your vision. Write out your goals. Write out what you want for yourself. It could be for a year. It could be a vision board for 6 months. You determine how long the vision board is. You know, it could be for 5 years, however long you want it to be for. And make the board visible. There's something about seeing it and then being able to visualize the things that are on that board. Say you want to purchase a house. Vision boards are usually just a poster board with cutouts for magazines, words, you know, symbols, expressions on the vision board. So if you have that in the kitchen, you're in the kitchen at least 2 or 3 times a day, or if you work maybe just twice a day, you're always seeing that. And when you see it, you're taking it into your essence, and that way you're able to feel it as you continue to work hard toward that goal. But visualization is very, very important. So there are 2 easy ways that you can remember and keep these goals, keep these prayers, the things that you want God to work with you on, keep them very much alive on a day-to-day basis. Now, what I usually do at the end of the year is review my goals, which I have in my little prayer box, review those goals, and actually look at what I was able to accomplish. The things that I was not able to accomplish stays in the box for this upcoming year. Okay. So, you know, you have to take time, and if you're spending time with that prayer box, or if you're constantly looking at that vision board, you're going to have a feel for where you're at in achieving that goal. So I write down my goals.
Absolutely. I know my sister Oni down at Heaven Sent was doing vision boards for the first of the year. So I know a lot of people, I have a couple of Facebook friends, I saw them all with their poster boards and pictures, and I thought that was so much, it looked like so much fun, but I also know how important it is that visualizing. You know, I am an audio person, and so hearing in words are so important to me, and so I understand that repetition, and whether it's repetition of sight, repetition of hearing, you know, whatever your sense is, it really does make a difference to be able to have that sense touched a number of times, and because that puts you in that place. Absolutely. All right. Vision board. That is wonderful. So you have
prayer box.
I write in the prayer box. Absolutely. I have a very active shrine room, and I do a lot of writing. So I do writing, and I do this audio, and I write mine down and suck it with my ancestors, because I'm like, this is a joint effort, okay? I need some help on this. I definitely understand that, you know, teamwork makes the dream work, and I'm part of the team. So, you know, that's one way that I try to help get support in my goals, you know, because I recognize that some of the things that I want, it's going to take a little more effort than I may have at this very moment. So I try to get my team involved in it, my spirit team, and then I'll tell my support group. We always talk about, you know, your mentoring and who supports you and stuff. I let my support group know, hey, this is a goal that I want to achieve. Help me in this. You know, I might need your help in staying righteous. You know, if personal appearance is part of my goals, I might need some reminding that this is one of my goals. Should you see me slacking, you know, give me some encouragement, help push me on my way. So 100%, let's get those goals in place. And for me, I know when I need help, I'll raise my hand and say, hey, I need a little help with this. I could use a little backup on this. So I'll reach out to my team and say, hey, I need some help.
And so don't let your goals be limited by only what you can do. Part of your goals might be establishing your prayer team or establishing your support team that can help you achieve even the bigger goals. So, you know, don't let your goals be limited by your 10 fingers. Add some more fingers to the pot. Mom Khadijah, I have a caller that would like to join us, if that's okay with you.
That sounds great.
All right. Greetings and welcome to the show. Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, okay.
I heard a piece of
Hello?
You. Greetings.
Greetings. This is Bonita. I'm enjoying the call tonight. I got on a little late, but I love all the great points that you guys have been giving out tonight. I want to thank you so much, and many blessings to Mama Khadijah and Seven for this call tonight, because it just reminded me to reflect on some things. And I was thinking about some of the things that you guys were saying, and I was thinking about transformation. And to set these goals, sometimes, you know, we have to transform our mind, and we have to be willing to do that to move forward, because sometimes we can't accomplish our goals if we're not willing to have that transformation. And then I began to think about the process of it. Sometimes it may take a little while in the process, but realizing that if you just stay on course and continue to look towards the prize of the goal, then you will get to the promise of it. And I began to think about even working towards the greater part of your physical fitness of it. And to complete your goals, sometimes you have to be physically fit. And so we have to be willing to make changes in our physical body, and, you know, just to accomplish these goals so that we can have the energy to do what we need to do. And on top of having the goals, we have to value our goals, and we have to value the vision. And in the midst of being having everything valued, we have to do it in honesty, because sometimes we can set goals and we're not honest about the goals that we have, and we're not honest about the goals that we're setting. And what I mean by that is we can set a goal and knowing that, you know, we're not going to complete this goal in a week or one day, we have to have the right mindset to know, okay, this may take me a little bit longer, this may take a month to do, but I'm going to complete this goal, I'm going to do it. And so that's the great outcome of the performance in the goal, because we've already had the mindset and we've transformed our mind to know this is what we have to do. And then I was also thinking about integrity. You know, completing goals, we have to have integrity with ourselves and with other people, because sometimes we have certain people who may want to cut corners to complete the goal. And keeping integrity and doing everything the right way will give us that great accomplishment, and it will set us a lot higher than what sometimes we expect. So those are just some of my points I wanted to throw out, and I really enjoyed the call, and I just want to thank you for allowing me to speak tonight.
Thank you
so much,
Sister Benita.
Well,
I got my two nuggets. I'm sitting here, I'm writing as fast as she's talking, okay?
Right, right.
To have a goal for 2019, you got to be ready for the transformation. Isn't that something? Because you set a goal, you say, okay, this is the goal. Not realizing that that goal might transform you. You may not be the same after that goal. You got to be ready for the transformation. Thank you, Sister Benita. Appreciate you. Appreciate you. Because that's real. I mean, so many times we will make that, we'll make a goal. We'll say, okay, I'm ready for this. I want to do this. Not realizing that that's going to make us different. That's not, you will not be the same. You can't be the same.
I heard something else in what she was saying too. The sister touched on sacrifice. She touched on sacrifice. You know, and I often think about setting these goals and accomplishing them. What sacrifice do I have to make? Whether it's a sacrifice of money, of time, Sometimes you gotta sacrifice certain family members or friends, or you gotta sacrifice a little bit of the entertainment, you know, whatever. There are going to be sacrifices all along the way.
Another layer
of accomplishing your goals. You know, what is the sacrifice, and what sacrifice are you willing to make? And if the sacrifice is too great, then you might want to reconsider that goal.
And that's one of the benefits of thinking about the goal.
You've
got to think it out, because you may say this sacrifice is too high for this goal. And I heard words like honesty, integrity. You got to be honest about, is this sacrifice too high? Are you not willing to pay this price for this outcome? And you have to be real with yourself and think about that.
That's right.
And, you know, this is why the resolutions, you know, that people talk about, why that's questionable, why it works sometimes and stuff like that, because we haven't thought about the goal. You know, we'll make a goal that sounds cute on paper, and sometimes some of us are making the same goal for 10 years and ain't accomplished it once, and, you know, and I'm not saying that that's wrong. What I'm saying is that you may need to research and rethink that goal a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? You're missing a component of it, you know what I'm saying? And so, you know, you may need, instead of 20 pounds, you might need to go with 15 pounds and keep it real, and then set some bigger steps in place to how you're going to get there. So, and I just keep using the weight reference because that's usually on everybody's list one way or another, up or down. But, you know, there are some real heartfelt goals out there that, you know, there are people that are tired. There are people that are tired of where they are. There are people that want more in life, okay? Now is the time. Now is a great time. The universe has switched over. You know, this calendar has switched over. There's a lot of change and a lot of resetting going on. It builds off the momentum. Now's a great time to make these changes for the goals that you want in your life. But be ready for the transformation. But be ready for it. I know a lot of people that pray and then get surprised when God answers it. And I'm like, why are you surprised? You prayed for this. You know, isn't this what we've been working on? Isn't this what we've been praying for? And then they get surprised when they get it. And then they get a little dismayed when they realize what it's going to take to maintain it and to keep it. And so, you know, again, did you think this all the way through, you know? Because God is like, hey, I'd love for you to take the challenge. Let's go. You know, I'm going to challenge you. I accept your challenge of yourself, you know. And then you're like, oh, wow, I got to make some changes in my life. And God's like, yeah. yeah, there's changes needed in this. You know, you knew about those changes before you had the goal. So, you know, it all builds and grows there. Mama Khadija, before I get too far on the left side, we have another caller that would like to speak.
I'm looking forward to a first-time caller tonight. I just want everybody to know, because we're opening up this new year, and I want a first-time caller or two or three to show up. So let's see what we have.
Whenever she makes this call, we always get a bunch of answers. So, But Mama Khadija, but welcome caller to the show. Greetings.
Hello.
Hey, how are you doing? Greetings. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Is this Nana?
Yes, it is.
All right, Nana. All
right.
How's your New Year come in?
Oh, my New Year come in like my every day.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome.
Love it.
I just have something to say that the Spirit gave me for this New Year. And it says, the road that you walk are the footsteps you leave behind.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
I'm just asking if you do you see where that was coming from? Because
I can clearly see it.
Okay.
I didn't cut you off.
It just means to me that whatever we do in life upon this earth while we are here, we must remember that somewhere along the line, somebody's going to come behind us.
Amen.
And if we leave bad footsteps, they're going to step in bad, on bad road. So I give praise and thanks for y'all being there and giving all your energy and your praises and your information that you're giving to all of us. So I just want to say thank you and Happy New Year and blessings and peace to each and everyone who's listening as well as those who are working in the radio show.
All right. Many blessings.
And
amen.
Okay. And I just want to let you know this. I understood y'all was saying about your goals. Don't let your wants be heavier than your needs of your goals.
Cool.
And I would say good night.
Whoop. That would be one of those. If we were to put that in the whoop, there it is,
okay.
category, okay? That's in the whoop, there it is category for 2019.
Okay.
Don't let your wants outdo your needs and your goals.
Okay.
I got that clearly. I understood that. I understood that. Thank you for bringing that home for us, Nana, in 2019. You know, how often do we do that, okay? How often do we focus heavily on those wants and sidestep the needs and everything like that? That's definitely one to think about. Okay, and Mom Keisha, I got one more caller I got to grab and everything like that, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Greetings, welcome to the show. Hello? You might be on mute, we can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Greetings.
Yes, I just want to add, you know, one, I'm loving the show so far. This is my first time listening to this show.
Awesome.
But one thing I wanted to add to the list was taking risk, calculated risk, you know, and challenging yourself, challenging what's said before, but risk, you know, calculated risk where you're not putting up more than you can afford to lose out of yourself, you know, and out of your budget or whatever the circumstance is, you know, and stepping out on righteousness. You know, on what you know in your heart to be right. I'm one of the people who think that we all come to this earth knowing what's right and wrong. You know, we all come to it. It takes different scriptures and different sciences of the world to really organize that. But when you come in as a baby, you know, some of the things that are right and some of the things that are wrong. And, yeah, that's just my 2 cents.
Oh,
we appreciate
that.
You want to identify yourself, brother?
Oh, my name is Isaiah Abimbola. You can type that into Instagram or something. You'll see my picture.
Okay. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for being a first-time caller. Don't make this your last time calling in. You have our number now. Seven, did you go over the Facebook page?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I hope you got that information, brother. Anytime you want to find out what we've done over the past year, you can always visit our Wonderful Approach Facebook page and look at listen to old shows and make comments, leave comments or suggestions right on our page.
All right,
that's right.
A lot.
That's right.
I'll put the phone.
Awesome. And I just want to say, you know, for the Wonderful Approach family, for Mother Eagle Ministries family, I think it's been almost 2 or 3 months straight now where the first time caller's been a man. Women, do not let men take over this spirituality thing, okay? I'm just letting you know. I'm just saying it. We have had this monopoly
for the centuries now. Don't let these men come in here. In 2019, we talked about change and transformation. They coming, okay? I just want all the sisters to know that I have said it. The men folk are coming. They're serious. They're determined. Their energy is just all that. So I'm just saying, women folk, okay, we got to work on this. You got to work on this.
And I wanted to add something to what the brother was saying about taking those calculated risks.
Absolutely.
People that are afraid to take the risk.
Yes.
Calculated, educated risk. There are a lot of people that get into that comfort zone. They get into their groove that they've been into for the past 20, 30, 40 years, and they're afraid to step outside of the box. Please visit our Wonderful Approach Facebook page and listen to the show that we did on letting go of fear. Because a lot of times we don't take chances. We don't take those educated risks, those calculated risks, because we're afraid of the unknown. Visit that show and let's start stepping outside of the box a little. Let's take those calculated risks that the brother was talking about.
And then one thing I'm good for, because a lot of the goals that I see for myself, I see them as bigger than myself, way bigger than my 10 fingers could do. I'm going to get a team together. I mean it. So I see a calculated risk, and I'm like, okay, I'm short here. I'm going to go get some help. I'm going to go find someone who's good there, and we're going to work together. You know, I believe in that whole collaborative effort. I believe in working as a team. I mean, I really do. So when you are able to calculate your risk, you know yourself. You know where you're short at. Get someone who's strong right there and that can help you with this. So, you know, I'm all about the team. Let's work together. Let's build collaboratively and everything else like that. So 100%, know yourself. Know your goal. You know, spend the time and energy researching that goal and then get you a team together that where you can really help and be helped as you're going through this process. Because the process isn't easy, okay? You know, just for the record, I want to say, you know, these goals are not easy. If you look at your goals and you're like, oh, that's easy, that's easy, you need some stronger goals, okay? Your goals, I don't want to say keep you up at night, but your goals should almost possess you as to, like, how I'm going to get this accomplished. You know, what kind of timelines can I create? What's the first step I need to accomplish in this goal? So, you know, if your goal is something that you can accomplish tomorrow and, you know, stop smoking can't be a goal of mine. I don't smoke, okay? So, you know, back to as Sister Benita was talking about, that honesty, okay? Be honest with yourself, okay? Is this a real goal or not? Are you just trying to have some extra little gold stars by your goal? Mm-mm. It's more valuable and more important to set a real goal for yourself. Challenge yourself. You know, begin to think bigger. You know, allow yourself to expand so that you can achieve this goal, but and don't be afraid of it. You know, so when you're setting your goals for 2019, understand it's not easy, but it's not supposed to be easy. It's supposed to challenge you. And you're supposed to have something to work at. And if it takes all year and some of next year, that's okay. But allow it to be something worth the time and energy.
I just want to share something that really touched my heart. And I think I've shared this on the program before, but dealing with goals, it's a story Oprah told in her coming up. And she said when she was a little girl, she used to do the dishes at the kitchen sink. And outside of her grandmother's window were a couple of trees in the backyard. And she used to have all these fantasies and pray to God. She says, oh, God, when I grow up, I want, you know, even more trees than my grandmother had in her backyard. Grandmother had a couple of trees. So she wanted maybe 10 trees in her backyard. And, of course, Oprah's house backs up into a forest, you know.
Okay.
One of the houses, the other house, a beach or the sea or whatever. But, you know, what she comes away from that saying is that God can dream a big, God's dream is bigger for you than you could ever imagine you dreaming or setting for yourself. So
wow.
Don't allow anything to limit you. Of course, she didn't get that
Absolutely.
Forest outside of in her backyard the first year she got a job, you know. Again,
right.
We're talking about taking those steps. This is a journey. But don't be afraid to dream big. And
okay.
I know that this year
That's right.
is hold a lot of big surprises and achievements and blessings for so many of us. We're going
mm-hmm.
To have a testimonial show because the testimonies
love
are coming.
It.
The
I
testimonies
love it.
Are coming. So, you know, we can't be shy to speak up and say what God's done for us. And I know I've been
okay.
guilty of that, you know, from time to time, too, because I don't want to appear to be bragging. And that's why I'm saying we have to do a testimonial show where
That's right.
people are just giving their testimonies to encourage each other and let
Absolutely.
Others know you can do this. I did this from my humble beginnings.
Right.
I did this. I was
That's
able
right.
to achieve this. Yes, I had help every step of the way, but it was attainable.
Mm-hmm.
It was doable. I worked hard at it, and it happened. So
mm-hmm.
let's plan on a testimonial show. We've got to give people a chance to work these goals first, but we're going to have some testimonies this year.
Amen.
I like that.
Yeah. I like it. I love it. We're there, okay? I love it.
Okay.
Mom Keisha got another caller. Actually, the phone lines are lit. I have another caller that I'd like to grab in here real quick.
Okay.
All right, greetings. Welcome to the show.
Peace. Greetings, Khadija. Greetings, Mother Khadija.
Greetings, Brother Ibrahim. How are you?
I'm well, thank you for asking.
All
I wanted
right.
to add, I actually wanted to echo the sentiment that you just shared, that you're only as limited as your imagination. That you're only as limited as your imagination.
Mm.
To know that the promises of your Lord are true and that
Not
you
shame.
Should go to your prayer in confidence and expectation that God has never lied to you, God will never lie to you. And for those that, you know, maybe have reference, have some understanding of biblical scriptures, I think it says, for what man ask his father for a fish and he give him a serpent? Knock and it'll be open. And you shall find. Even in the Islamic, which I came up in my Islamic understanding, when we make prayer, we hold our hands out in expectation. We know
Amen.
Emphatically that God will deliver everything that we ask for God, but this is that we have to believe. And know that you are a part of the all, that the very substance, the very cosmic dust that has created, that is that the universe is comprised of, and these things that the earth is made of, and the very things that are in us. So that we're a part of the all. We're part of the collective. So there's nothing that we can't have. We're only limited by imagination. And I'm going to conclude with this. You don't get what you want because you don't know what you want. Know what you want. One thing that Seven is notorious for is having us to write down what we want in explicit detail. And when my Legba was birthed to me, this is one of the things I had to be mindful of, because those of us that are familiar with the this energy known as Legba, Legwa, Elegabara, whatever we refer to this energy as, we understand what I love about it is they say that he can be mischievous, and some use the word tricky. So I say that to say that had show me to be precise and deliberate and intentional in my writing down and going to the various forces in God and what I want. So I say that again. I'm going to be redundant in that because I want that to sink in to the listeners. You don't get what you want because you don't know what you want. Know what you want. Be expectant. Go to God expecting, knowing that God in Islam, we say Allah is al-haq. God is the truth. And so if God is the truth, God's word is the truth. So
Amen.
I just wanted to share that with the listeners. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you for that, brother. I feel a fire on this line tonight. I feel a fire on this line tonight. And we've got one of the most awesome. We've got one of the most awesome sisters that's going to pray us out. She's going to continue to light it up. But we want
that's
some
right.
more callers. We'll call in. Let's talk about these goals, how we're going to do it. What you got to say? If there's no more than Happy New Year, I want to hear from you. Press 1,
that's
please.
That's right. That's right. That's right. I love it. I'm writing down my nuggets here. You are only limited by your own expectations. Okay, it's time to take the training wheels off. It's time
okay.
to take the training wheels off, okay?
Mm.
It's time to unshackle your mind. That's for real.
Mm.
Unshackle your heart. Unshackle your desires. Unshackle yourself. Let yourself be free for a moment. Especially
yes.
with God. God loves you. God loves you. He has designed and made you. He already knows you. So he knows your flaws. He knows everything about you. He still loves you. So be free with him. Let go of those expectations. Let go of those limitations, those fears. Let go of that, especially with God. You know, let your ancestors know, hey, ancestors, I'm trying to put us on the map. See, that's what I said. This is about us, ancestors. We trying to get some things accomplished, ancestors. We working hard on this, ancestors, because I know it's going to take more than me, but I got more than me. It's
mm-hmm.
going to take more than me. I already know that. But I got more. I got backup. I got guardian angels. I got guides and all types of positive energies that are working for my benefit, working, you know, especially at those light bearers out there. Light bearers, you have to know how important your job is. You have to know that, you know, it's a job. It's a duty now. Anyone that's ever bared the light, trust me, they know it's a job. It's heavy. It can be hot. But it is a privilege, a pleasure, an honor to do so. But we got to train for it. Setting up these goals is the training. Unlocking your mind is part of the training. Letting go of your own fears and worries, letting go of fear, releasing the fear, that's all part of it if we want to do our job. Mom Khadija, you called for the line to light up, and it did. So
awesome.
Hold on, I got a caller I got to grab right now, if that's okay with you.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Greetings, family, and a Happy New Year to all of you out there in Radio Land.
Greetings, how are you? Happy birthday, happy belated birthday, and all that good stuff.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
I had a wonderful birthday. I had one son took me out to dinner, and the other son took me to church, and it was fantastic, absolutely fantastic.
Awesome.
I enjoyed it. And New Year coming in nice and strong with all sorts
yeah.
of ideas, promises, and spiritual upliftings, and setting my goals and opening my horizons and reaching for the sky because
mm-hmm.
I want it all. I want it all.
Okay.
And I just want to... continue to be blessed, continue to grow spiritually, have a roof overhead and have my finances met so I can do the things that I want to do and the things that God wants me to do. So I just want to keep my doors open and, you know, keep my ears open, keep my heart open, and hear it and be able to understand it and accept it. So that's
mm-hmm.
my goals for this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I can already see that
yeah.
working.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I can already
yep.
see that working.
Yeah. Yeah, I can too.
Thank you so
I
much for
too.
Calling in. Oh, let me tell you, she said some things about letting go, not allowing this to dictate her. I hear that. Because I said today, mm-hmm. I said to myself today, I'm not going to let finances run my life. I said that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to keep checking in with finances to find out if I can do the things that I want to do. Okay? I'm going to set the goal to do the things I want to do, and the finances are going to come. I'm not going to be checking in with finances first, okay? That has got to stop, because then at that point, I'm saying finances is the God, okay? Finances is the one making the determinations and the decisions, and that's not true. That's not true. So don't let finances and money be your God, okay? Don't let that make those decisions for you. You make the decision, and then you tell the finances, okay, I'm going to need you to be in place at this time, for this juncture right here. You tell the finances what to do. Don't let them finances keep telling you what to do. They're not the boss of you. So, I feel you, sister. I feel you, Omishayu. And I'm really there with you. I'm really, really there with you. And knowing that and doing that, I know I have to prepare myself for the transformation. Knowing that and mm-hmm. doing that, I know I may have to make some sacrifices somewhere.
That's right. That's
so
right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'd like to share a little story. There was a brother who transitioned about 5 years ago in the West End of Atlanta. He was like the grandfather of the West End. His name was Baba Juju. And I used to go and sit out, 7 and 9, and the children,
mm-hmm.
and talk to him because he was a wise old brother. He knew everybody
mm-hmm.
from New York to Miami and all across California. And he always had some wise words. Well, this time I don't know if I was feeling in a way. I was down in the dumps or whatever. I was complaining to him. I do remember that. And he looked me dead in my eye, and he said, "You get not because you ask not." I'm still wrestling with that.
Okay.
I mean, when he said those words, it shook my essence. It shook my spirit. You get not because you ask not. I just want to share that. That's going to touch somebody that's on this radio program tonight, as it did touch me. Still touch me. I still reflect back on those words.
Absolutely. And then, I mean, for me, I'm going to take it a step further. Not only am I going to ask for it, but I'm going to open up my hands to receive it, too. You know what I'm saying? I'm really going to move in all expectation that this is going to be taken care of. And for those for those that know me, they know I travel all over the place. And sometimes I travel in good cars, and sometimes I travel in junky cars. I don't care. If I'm trying to get somewhere, I'm trying to get somewhere, and I get that from my mama. We have driven from Miami, Florida, to New Jersey with a busted radiator and on a donut, okay? I don't know how we got there, but we did, okay? When I want to go somewhere, I'm gone. I'm not accepting any holdbacks. I'm not doing any of that, okay? I'm out of here. So I'm just saying, when I sit back and have that expectation, I have that expectation, and I'm not afraid to crawl out of a window. You know, God don't never leave me locked up. God don't keep me confined. If he don't open the door, he opens a window. I have no shame about going through this window. So, you know, when it comes to your goals and stuff, and Ibrahim and I were talking about this the other day, you're going to get what you want. It may not look the way that you thought it was going to look. You know, especially for those people that know that Allegra energy, it may not look the way you thought it was, you know, and that's on you because you didn't research your goal, okay? That's on you because you didn't think it all the way through. We're sitting here January 2nd, 2019, telling you be clear on those goals. Know what you want. Know what you're talking about, because you're going to get what you want, but what you want may not have been what you really had wanted, okay? So be clear. Be clear, okay? Be clear with yourself. Be clear in your heart. And then have that expectation.
And don't be afraid to take a window if the door doesn't open up. You know, really, really be, if you are about your business of achieving the goal, let nothing else come in that goal. Sister Benita started us off at the beginning of the show talking about value your own goal. Can't no one tell you how important your goal is?
That's right.
They can't tell you how important your goal. They don't know. They can't examine your heart. They can't examine. They can't tell you how hard your goal is either, okay? Because getting rid of that last 5 pounds, might kill you, okay? But so just because your goal may seem small to other people, don't let it be small. If it's big to you, if it's important to you, allow it to be that. You know, gain everything you need from that. So absolutely, you have to value your own goals in order to really have the perseverance that you're going to need to get through.
That's right. That's right. Now, you were saying something about traveling with a donut and a busted radio. I want to speak in defense of myself as a very young woman.
From Miami to New Jersey.
Yes. Yeah,
okay.
That's true. That's true. In defense of myself, I just want to say that as a very young woman that was financially struggling, thought a donut was a spare tire. I thought that was the spare tire.
No. What about the radiator part?
Well, you do what you have to do. But I did think that the donut was the spare tire.
Okay. Yes. No, I have seen, you know, I come from a spiritual family, okay? And coming from a spiritual family, I'm accustomed to seeing miracles. I really am. I'm accustomed to things happening out of nowhere. I'm accustomed to waves being made, like the parting of the sea. I'm accustomed to that. I know that God is real, that he's still in the business of miracles, and I see them on a regular basis. I really do. So being from this understanding and having this sight, I know it happens. Sometimes people tell me, oh, my goodness, I can't believe this happened. I'm like, I can believe it. I wholeheartedly believe it because God has the ability to do that plus. So I believe it. I'm there. I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, coming from this family, I know how real and how right now God is. You know, this is not a past tense thing. God is not past tense. His word is not past tense. His abilities are not past tense. They are beginning, middle, and end. And I don't even know where we are in the spectrum, okay? So there is always God, and he is always doing these works. We just haven't had it documented like we have in our Holy Scriptures in quite some time. But he's still in that business. We're talking about the same God. These are our ancestors' God, okay? We're talking about the same being, okay? So the idea that miracles are there, that is the same God doing the same miracles, making it happen in 2018, 19, and until your eyes are allowed to be opened each day, okay? So, you know, coming from this family, I'm accustomed to that. I don't have any training wheels on that, okay? I believe wholeheartedly it can happen. You know, I have children who believe they can manifest as long as it's a positive thing. And I look at them, and I'm like, okay, good luck with that. Keep working. Keep working. My 13-year-old is working on his beard now. I can't tell him that the beard is not going to come in just yet. I can't tell him that. Keep working on it. Let him keep working on it. Amen. Go ahead. Set up your goals, okay? So, you know, I really want to just encourage people to do not just the goals that they need in their life, you know, but also do a little dreaming in your goals too. You know, allow for, you know, don't just think about 2019. You know, think about some life goals that may take a couple of steps, and how do we start those steps? You know, how do we get to what God has initially wanted for us? You know, a lot of times we are now who we have made ourselves to be, who our guides have made us to be, but there is an original being that God has made us to be, and we're constantly trying to reconcile that
what God wants for us and what we have determined, you know, that we're trying to work for. But there's, you know, God has created us to be these great beings. We just have to listen and get to that point where we understand that. Honestly. Mom, please, I got another phone call I want to grab real quick.
Okay.
If that's all right with you. Okay. Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going? This is Martin.
Martin. Surprise.
That is a surprise. How are you doing, brother? What part of the world are you in right now?
I'm in the District of Columbia.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. Visiting from Malaysia.
From Fiji.
From Fiji.
Fiji. Okay. Fiji.
Yeah.
One of those beautiful countries where the people are wonderful and the food is great. Yes, one of those places. Fiji, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Awesome. How's 2019 doing? I know you're glad to be home and with family and everything. How's your 2019 coming in?
It's just beginning, so we shall see.
Amen.
Now, I just want to say this about you, Martin. Your decision to leave the States and go move to Fiji, can you tell us a little bit about that goal for yourself and how you were able to get there? You're a long way from home.
Yeah, but that wasn't my first time. But I had wanted to go since 2011. I was watching jobs, and there was a job opportunity, and it didn't go. So, I mean, I didn't apply, really. And so I kept checking back, and in 2014, I actually put in the application in and actually got the job. But before... after I put the application in, I was wondering, should I move? What about retirement? What about this? What about that? What about that?
Mm-hmm.
And then ultimately, through readings and my own introspection, I just decided to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been there for the past over 4 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, as a
young
boy, did you ever imagine the travels in your life, because I know you've traveled all over the world. Was that something that you dreamed of as a young child, or maybe made plans for, or was it coming from, you know, your parents pushing you to travel, or where did that all come from?
I had an uncle that lived in Europe, and he would come back. And then also when I was younger, my grandfather served in World War II, and he was stationed in PNG, and he used to tell us stories about the folks in Papua New Guinea. And I was like, wow. And there were times where I would see, you know, I would go to sleep, have dreams or have visions of other countries, and then, like, the next day it would be on TV.
So, okay.
I guess it's an accumulation of all that I just, like, wanted to roam and see what the world was about.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do the same thing. Now, I'll share with our listeners that as a young person, after hearing your story, Martin, about, you know, the family that traveled, my mother always had a subscription to National Geographic.
Yes.
So from the time I was a little girl, I used to love reading these National Geographics, and I used to always say, oh, I'm going to go here, and I want to see these people, and I want to see this ocean, and, you know, it really hasn't manifested yet. So maybe after the show you can give me a call and give me some tips.
Hey, Khadija, I did the same thing. When I was in college, I saw these National Geographic articles on Papua New Guinea. and I cut out the articles, and they're still in my drawer in New York today.
Wow.
But there were times that things didn't manifest, but you keep on going, and there are always new things happening in your life, no matter what. So, yeah, there was times that I thought I was going to go back to Africa after I initially stayed there 3 years, and that manifested like 4 or 5 years later.
Wow. Absolutely.
Well, New Guinea is one of my favorite places, and I have a collection of masks. That's where Talib's piece is from, Khadija, that that I love so much. I definitely want to make that a stop real soon. I want to get
you,
there.
Are you are you sure it's not Guinea in West Africa? Because they make really good masks.
But
they do have good art and good masks in Papua New Guinea, the Solomon Islands, which is an extension of that, and also in the Thursday Islands, which is part of Australia. And New Caledonia. Oh, I can keep on talking for days now.
Well, you know what? You're a first-time caller. Don't make this your last call. Even
sometimes I sit on the phone when I'm in the blog talk, when I'm in Fiji.
All right. Well, please join us again.
But because of the hours, sometimes I'm dozing off.
Awesome. Awesome.
Thank you so
much for calling in. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And enjoy your family time. I know that time is precious. You don't get to come into the States often. So when you do, I know that, you know, that time is precious with family. So enjoy your family as well. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Many blessings.
Absolutely. Oh, Mama Khadija. You got me. That was a surprise. I was surprised by that one. Martin, you got me. You got me on that one. You got me.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, as we're wrapping up, we're moving into the prayer portion, and we have quite a few new callers. We end the show with prayer every week, and it's always a treat. We have prayer in different languages, different religious understandings. We have prayer in song and drum. And I mean, there's been so many different ways and avenues and learning opportunities in this prayer mode that it has really become a highlight for me. So as we're moving into our prayer section, do you have any, like, last-minute wrap-ups that you'd like to offer, Mom Khadija?
Oh, I just have a couple of steps that I, you know, just in terms of aligning our spiritual goals. And this is basically what it looks like. Make sure your goals are clear to you. You have to know what your goal is. It has to be crystal clear. And that helps in manifesting it when you are absolutely sure of what this goal looks like to you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Make sure it's attainable. Okay, and this is where you can employ, you know, the discipline, the perseverance, stick-to-itiveness, whatever. So that's the first step. And these are not in any order, okay? Make a plan.
Okay.
You know, a man, a woman without a plan is like a ship without a sail. You're just floating around. You're not really going anywhere. You have to act, not wish. Okay? Another step is, think about what you're passionate about. Think about your purpose. And, of course, what is your life intention or your destiny that God has for you? Another step is factor in what it's going to take to make this happen. What is the sacrifice? What do you have to give up? What do you have to put in? And I would say, lastly, enjoy the journey, because it will be a journey. There'll be many steps on this road to achieving this goal, and enjoy the process.
Amen, amen. Real quick from me, my highlights, of course, is one, get you a team. I believe in that teamwork.
I believe in collaborative effort. I understand some of these goals may be bigger than us individually, but not bigger than us collectively. So I love, and then understanding that I really like that idea. You're only limited by your own expectations. You know, I'm letting those expectations go. I don't want any limits on my blessings. So I think that's something that we need to really understand and to move in. Don't be blocked by your own self. We have enough obstacles in reality. Don't be blocked.
Amen.
So for me, those are the two highlights I had to come away with. And, you know, I want to encourage everyone on their journeys for their goals. If you don't have you a team, get you a team. And let's start really working to make some things happen in a positive. So those are my little ending statements right there. But, and we have our prayer warrior on the line, our sister that works with us, that is working hard in her ministry and really, really helping some people understand God and just help giving people that hand in. But I just absolutely love the work that this sister is doing. And I'm really honored that she took a moment to be on the show and that she's going to pray us out. So, Sister Benita, are you there with us?
I'm here.
Amen. Okay, the show is for you. Thank you for your service and praying us out.
Amen. Thank you for having me, and I appreciate this show. And many blessings to you guys, everyone that's on the line. I want to end the prayer a little differently. I think about my 11-year-old nephew who has been in the hospital for over a month. He has been in the hospital for his kidney, dialysis, chemotherapy. And he said that when I get out of here, I'm going to take you to fine dining. And so tonight he got out the hospital. He's headed home.
Amen.
So his goal was to get out the hospital. So no matter what you're facing tonight, no matter what it looks like, no matter what the struggle was in 2018, set your goal for 2019 for a higher mark. Know that no matter what it is, you can accomplish and you can do anything with Christ. The word said, they that wait upon the Lord shall mount up as wings as eagles. And so tonight, know that you're going to mount up as an eagle tonight. And know that you have peace as a dove. And know that you can do anything. And so, Heavenly Father, we come to you as humble as we know how. Father, when we feel tempted to quit, we're going to persevere. We're going to push. When we're tempted to be depressed, we're going to continue to follow through in your word to stay stronger. When pressure tries to push us down, we're going to rise back up, Father. When we feel like we're distracted, we're going to remember to stay focused on you. When we feel defeated, we're going to continue to thank you and praise you and worship you because we know that victory comes through you. And, Father, even when we feel like we just can't make it anymore, we're going to continue to push ourselves and to just lift ourselves up and to encourage ourselves. We're going to listen for your word. We won't be deceived by ourselves and by others, but we continue to keep our minds staying on you. We're going to stay focused on our goals, on our aspirations, whatever you have for us. Many say to reach for the stars, but Father, tonight we're reaching for the galaxy. We want more than the stars tonight, and we know that you have more for us. We're reaching for a higher call, and the higher call is you, Father. So, Father, right now, whatever that we may have lacked, we know tonight there is no more lack. We are winners, and we have won the victory. We have made it over into 2019. And, Father, because we have made it over, we are giving you all the praise, we're giving you all the glory, and we just magnify your name. Father, tonight we know what it really means to strategize our future. And tonight that's what we're doing. We're strategizing our goals. We're strategizing our visions, our dreams, because we know when we strategize, you have a plan for us. And the plan that you have set aside for us, we know that you have a great assignment for us. And with this great assignment that you have for us, we will walk it out. We will run it out. And we will go through this journey with you. Father, many may not obey your word, but we will obey your word in 2019. We will obey whatever you tell us to do. We will listen to your voice. We will hear your voice. We will change and transformation in our mind. We will have transformation in our heart. We will change things that is not of you, and we will reprogram ourselves to do the will of you. Father, tonight we are asking for a reprogramming within ourselves, Father, so that we can walk our goals out, so that we can talk these goals out, so that we can teach others and show others the way. Father, right now, even when we can't see the vision clear, Father, we thank you for a clearer eyesight. We thank you for just leading us and guiding us. We thank you for the footprints that's walking along us, Father. We thank you for the angels that are guiding us, Father. We thank you for the protections, Father. And, Father, no, we don't regret anything that we went through, because we know we went through for a reason. And, Father, we thank you for the process, because we know in the midst of the process there was a greater promise. And we thank you for the promise for our future. And, Father, we thank you for everything that may have seemed a little crooked. But, Father, we thank you because you have lined it up and you're lining us up as we speak tonight. And, Father, we thank you just for the directions of the new path. And, Father, we know along the way the valley may have to get a little uneasy. We may cross over a little speed bump, and it may seem a little rocky, but, Father, we know that it's okay and all is well, because you are guiding us and you're walking with us, Father. And, Father, even when it feels like the storm is raging around us, we're not worried, because we know that peace will be still in our life, because we know that you are guiding us and you're taking our hand along the way. And, Father, right now, tonight, we thank you for the right hand for leading us to the promised land that you have for us. And so, Father, right now, we give you the glory, we give you the praise, and we just recognize who you are tonight. We thank you for greater integrity. We thank you for the honesty that you have placed in us. We thank you, Father. We thank you just for everything. We thank you for just keeping us physically fit and mentally fit. And, Father, right now, before we end out this call tonight, we want to thank you for the leaders of this call. We want to thank you for everyone that's on this call. We ask you to go into their homes, to touch and to bless like never before. Father, anything that's dwelling around their homes that's not like you, we send it back to where it comes from right now in the name of Jesus. And we bless your holy name. Amen. Remember Amen. That you are beautiful and you are worthy.
Amen. Woo. Amen, sister. Amen.
Amen.
Good.